Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether...
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
The Detroit Pistons are coming back to, well, Detroit. The NBA franchise has been playing at the Palace of Auburn Hills since 1988. The plan is for the Pistons to split time with the Red Wings in Little Caesars Arena, which is under construction and scheduled to open next season. Who are the winners and losers in this move, Jack?
Well, obviously, the city of Detroit is another sort of plus for Detroit. I'm going to talk about that some more at 1:30 today. The losers, I guess, are probably Oakland County and the city of Auburn Hills, although Auburn Hills pointed out that revenue from the Palace is only a small part of their budget. And it's not clear to me that the Palace will now go under. When the Detroit Lions left the Pontiac Silverdome, that was sort of curtains for the Silverdome, which is probably awaiting demolition. But the Palace might be able to survive depending on what its owner wants to do with it. It gets a lot of concerts and other things up there. But this is going to mean money and jobs and more of a good public image for Detroit.
A group of Detroit school children filed a lawsuit claiming that the state, in part through its use of an emergency manager in the Detroit public schools, violated their right to literacy. Now attorneys from Governor Snyder's administration are arguing that literacy is not a constitutional right. Can you help us sort out what's really at stake here and what some of the possible outcomes are?
Well, money is always sort of a factor. Money is at stake. What's really going on here is, of course, it's attorneys for these children. They're claiming the state has never done enough to support education in Detroit, and that's why test levels are so abysmally low. And it is unquestionable that some of these kids are going to school in substandard conditions, maybe putting it too mildly. There are non-functioning heaters and rodents and other disgusting things like that, coupled with the fact that these children are often from disadvantaged backgrounds, maybe hungry. There's a lot of people who feel that the legislature really doesn't care about the Detroit or its schools, and they gave them less money than Governor Snyder wanted them to get. There's a supposition that some people want the public schools to collapse entirely so that for-profit charters can take them over. I predict this will take some time and go through some series of courts before it's resolved.
The Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press have offered buyouts to their editorial staffs to try to reduce their budgets. After the presidential election, there was some national buzz and social media chatter about the importance of journalism and supporting it. But this looks like another chapter in the long book about the decline of print journalism, especially local journalism. Am I right?
Well, it says something about journalism in Detroit. These two papers were allowed to merge in a joint operating agreement that never worked very well. And the Detroit News seems to be dying the death of a thousand cuts. It's pretty well established you can't cut your way to prosperity, but they're laying more people off. And for many years, the demise of that paper has been rumored, but it seems maybe to be getting closer. But the Free Press is more targeted layoffs. They want to get rid of more people. But this is a tragedy because still in this country, the vast majority of content, news content, is produced by newspapers and then rebroadcast or repackaged or retweeted by other media. Both of these papers together have only a tiny fraction of the readership they had 30 years ago. And that can't be good for an informed public, and it can't be good for democracy.
Jack, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. In the spirit of the holiday, I'd like to give you a chance to share a news story or a development from this year for which you're particularly thankful.
Well, you know, when Richard Nixon ran for president against John F. Kennedy, President Eisenhower was asked to name something good that Nixon had contributed to the administration, and Eisenhower said, "If you give me a week, maybe I'll think of one," and I think that'll be my answer.
Jack, have a happy Thanksgiving.
I will, and I'll try definitely to eat too much.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.